Let's read again Romans chapter 4, verse 5, which is the center of our preaching this day. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
Ma kwa iye amene sachita, kuma akhulupirira iye amene ayesa osapembedza ngati olungama, chikhulupiriro chake chiwerengedwa chilungamo.
Because here it's speaking of a faith. And a question has to come to me and you. In the power of Christ's gospel. Do I have faith? Christ even said this. He said this when he had his ministry on earth. He says, when I return, shall I find faith on earth? See, Christ is asking you today, do you have faith? Do you believe in the only name given under heaven and upon earth whereby you may be saved? For Christ, over and over in his ministry, he came to people. He came to sick people. To crippled people. He came to those who were blind. He came to those who were in all kinds of ailments. Who were looking to be relieved. And what is the greatest thing that Christ asked? My friends, pay attention. This is for your salvation. What did Christ continuously ask? He says, do you believe that I can do so?
If the child is failing to go, I say, this is the mother. I say, if the child is difficult to the mother, then no one can, you have to go with it. The mother has to go. That's
right. He continually asked, this
question,
do you believe that I can do this? Do you know why he continuously, that we continuously read that he ignored them? Because maybe you say today, no, the Lord is ignoring me. But faith is needed. Faith is also required. To see him. To believe in his power. And why did Christ continue to walk? While the blind man cried out, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Pamene munthu chawosaona amalira mokweza kuti mwana wa David ndichindeni chifundo.
See the man was sitting along the side of the road.
Mukudzobuno ndi mkulu anyadakha pepere mwa msewu.
And Jesus Christ came upon the hill there.
Ndi Yesu anachoka ngati kupita
msewu. With many people.
Ndi gulu la.
And he was going to pass by.
Ndi madutsa.
And the blind man said, what am I hearing over there?
Wosaona yadapsa kuti phokoso ndi kulumbani ndacha.
And they said, that's Jesus Christ with a great company of people. And the blind man said, is he closer? And when he got close to the building, he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus Christ was walking past. And he says, thou son of David, have mercy on me. But Jesus Christ keeps walking.
Yes,
and he passes. And he continues. Up the pathway. And he still cries out. Please have mercy on me. It seems like Jesus Christ didn't hear him. It seems like Jesus Christ didn't care about him. Is that true? Why is Jesus Christ walking by? I have to ask you today, are you crying out for mercy? Are you looking to be saved? And you see and hear that Jesus Christ is passing by today. He's passing by in His Word. But I have to tell you something. Many people didn't care. So Jesus Christ is walking by. They were working in the fields. Taking the corn off. And they looked over. Oh, that is that prophet. But they continued their work. And many people were tilling their land. Making ridges. And they looked. Oh, there is the Lord Jesus coming back. But I'm so busy. I need to make ridges. You see, that's like us today. Sadly, many of us, as the gospel is coming by, are too busy. To hear the gospel. And we may even say, too busy in the villages. And there's so few people here. Even you and me. What may we be too busy with to hear the gospel? Maybe you're thinking of what relish you're going to have with your sima. Busy with some thoughts. Maybe your mind is busy with your fuel. Maybe your mind is busy with how you're going to accomplish something. And that's the same thing as what happened then. But Jesus Christ kept walking.
Yes, Christ.
And he hollered, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And why did the Lord Jesus keep walking? Why is he ignoring some of us? Or maybe it seems like he's ignoring some of us. Why? For this man, he kept walking because he was trying his faith. See, if the Lord Jesus kept walking, but this man would have said this, it's not true. He's not the son of David. I was just trying him. It would not have been faith. And so many people today is the same thing. So you want to have faith, and you maybe think to have faith. So many people say, "I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." And yet go about your day putting no trust in Him. For your children. For your marriage. In poverty. Doing all kinds of things, not looking to Him, but looking for your own methods to help yourself. See, faith is that which is something you believe but can't see. Believing that He is the justifier in my stead. But where faith comes, true faith comes, work ceases. See, you cannot believe something. Yet doubt if it's sufficient and do it yourself. That's why it says here, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Faith must be counted as righteousness if it's true faith in Christ. But why is he saying this? And what does he mean? Well, he knows, the writer to the Romans, Paul, he knows that then, but also now, so many people are working their salvation out by works. Trying to do things like we have spoken about earlier. Especially trying to keep the law. And by keeping the law, being justified before God. But this is not Abraham's faith. See, he's speaking about Abraham. And he says in verse 2, if Abraham were justified by works, that he hath wherefore to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture in verse 3? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So there is no reward in works. But working and doing creates a debt. And the more we work, the more we do, the more we try, the bigger our debt gets. That's why grace alone is needed to wipe out the debt. You see, let me give you an example. The more you work in outwardly, in your field, or in your businesses, the harder you work, the more money you're getting. And the more money you bring into the bank. Let's say that after 1 year of hard working, you have 2-3 million kwacha in the bank. And after some more years, you do more business, and you have 10 million
kwacha.
You would be very happy. You'd be very satisfied. You would say, I have done well. I have worked hard. And now I have 10 million in the bank. And that would be okay. Except in grace, it works opposite. See, because in grace, we want to try to do the same thing. We want to try to go to church, sing, pray, read, be a good person, to make our bank account full. And if you're 30 or 40 or 50, maybe you think, my bank account is getting fuller and fuller, the bank account of grace. I'm doing well. And I have lots of good works now in the bank. So that the Lord Jesus, so that God, who will see my bank account, will accept me. I have 10 million kwacha. But do you realize that, and I need to tell you this, that in faith, in the economy of grace, that becomes a debt to God. You must pay for all that. It must be taken away. It's not a joy to have 10 million kwacha in the bank. But it becomes a burden. Because it keeps you from grace. And it keeps you from faith. How full is your account? How are you going to be justified before God? If God came in your life today, and you have to be called up to Him, we go home today, and we are hit by a truck and killed, and you come before God, how are you going to stand before Him? Are you going to tell Him all of the, you're going to show Him your account, your bank account? And say, Lord, look at all of the good things I've done. Or will you find Jesus Christ in your place? Will Jesus Christ take you by the hand? So that's only possible. Through faith. And not by works. He, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
That's 5. Koma kwaiye amene sajita, koma kuvile iye amene ayesa osavembeta.
So faith is counted for righteousness. To be righteous before God, who is the righteous judge. Your faith here on earth, the faith that believes in Jesus Christ, that is counted for righteousness. Are you righteous before God? When we read in this story that Jesus Christ passed by, then as Jesus Christ passed by, the man continued to holler, Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus Christ stopped. Who is calling out today for mercy? Is there one here today who is calling out for mercy? Is your heart saying, Lord, have mercy upon me? Because you too feel blind. I don't mean literally. But is your soul blind? I have to tell you this. By nature, we are all blind. Just like this man who's calling out, have mercy upon me. We are all blind and dark by nature. And we cannot see the glory of God. We cannot see the power of God. We can't know it. We can't know the power of forgiveness. Why not? Because we are blind to see it. And this man, he cried out, have mercy upon me. You know why? Because this man had a faith. This man believed that this Jesus, Son of David,
can heal me.
Akwaza kuti Mungu ndi chiriti.
You believe that?
Akakubwira sana.
What he doesn't know yet is
that
this son of David, Jesus Christ, is willing to. He believes he's able to. But is he willing? Who's crying out today? Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Or are you okay? Is everything okay in your life? My friends, is everything okay in your life? Is your soul saved? Do you have peace with God? Is Christ your Savior? Or are you still blind? And are you crying out? God have mercy upon me. See, Christ stopped after he had passed by. So is that today is the same. He's passing by. And he's waiting for you to call upon him. His gospel is coming by the preaching of the word. And some of you are still unsure. Some of you are still, I don't know if I need this mercy. I don't know if I need this salvation. I'm still interested in what I'm going to eat for relish. And I'm looking forward to this message being finished. I'm tired. Do you need salvation, my friends? Is your heart crying out to the Lord? Saying, have mercy upon me. Is your conscience saying, I'm a sinner? Christ is coming by you today.
Yes, Christ.
But he's going by. Because he's looking in your heart to see if you are sure. If you have faith to believe in him. Or if after this message you're going to say, this message, this gospel is too difficult. I'm going to keep my own way. And I'm going to keep working my own salvation. I like that way better. I'm just going to go to church on Sundays and hear about a good God. A nice Bible story. I'm okay with that. Well, my friends, are you a sinner? Because only sinners are saved by grace. Suddenly Jesus Christ stopped. And he said, and he turned around. And he said, call him. This man who was calling out, Lord, have mercy upon me. And some people came and said, quiet. He's calling you. He's calling you to come to him. My friends, if you are calling out to Christ, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David. Then he calls you. His gospel is standing still now. And he's calling you to come. Come unto him. Who will go to him today? To tell your complaint. You see, this man, when he was sitting there, he was calling out. But what does he say and what does he do? He acts upon the calling of Christ. See, he doesn't say, no, he has to come to me, he can come here. He doesn't say, no, it's okay. I don't need it anymore. He doesn't say, no, I won't be bothered to get up because I can't see anyway. Now listen carefully, my friend. Listen so carefully. This man is acting upon the faith he has before he acted. Because he stands up. That's an act of faith. And he begins to stumble. And he says, help me. To the people around him. Why? Why is he asking people to guide him to the Lord Jesus? Because he's blind. My friends, maybe you stand up today. Not literally. In your heart. In your heart. And you're asking. First, Lord, have mercy on me. But then after, when you're being risen in your heart, you need to be guided to him. Have you been guided to him? Let the gospel help you. To be guided to him. You see, because he holds on to a couple of people. And he says, take me to him. One person on this side. One person on that side. Bring him to him. What is that an example of? We read in Romans chapter 3. Something very particular. In the very first verse, in verse 21 that we read earlier. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Do you want to be led to Christ today? Are you rising up? Because you believe. The only one who can help you. Who can excuse you? Who can give you peace? Is Jesus Christ. You need to be guided there. I tell you a way to be guided there. Of course, it's not too literal per people today. But his word. What is going to guide you to the Lord? The law and the prophets. The law leads you, and the prophets, the prophesying of who can help you, lead you to the Lord Jesus. The law in God's word says you need him. The law says, let me guide you to him. Did you hear this? The law is not saying, let me help you. Why am I saying this? Because so many people are preaching this today. So many people are saying the law, obedience to the law, will get you to heaven. But that's not the work of the law. And so many people even preach this. That the prophets are sufficient. What do I mean by that? So many prophets are in Malawi today. And they self-proclaim them as prophets. And then they say, come to the altar. And I will pray for you. And I will put my hand on you. And you will be saved. But then you don't need Christ. See, the prophets today and the preachers of the law today are stealing souls who would go to Christ. My friends, the law and the prophets cannot save you. But the law and the prophets lead you to Christ. Guide you to the Savior. Don't ever read the law, the five books of Moses. Anymore. From this day forward, thinking that that is going to save you. That is going to give you peace. Going to give you rest. No, the law is here to condemn you. And when you read Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah,
Jeremiah,
Micah, Joel, all these prophets, they're not going to save you. They're all prophesying of one man, Jesus Christ, who can save you. And the prophets must lead you to Christ. Do you understand? The law and the prophets are going to lead you to Christ, just like this man was guided to the Lord Jesus as being still blind. Now listen carefully. What does this man have now? I'm going to give you two different types of faith. Listen carefully. As Jesus Christ was walking by, he had passive faith. He believed that Christ was able. He didn't know if Christ would be willing. That's why he's calling out. But when he is called by Christ, what does his faith become? Active.
Faith.
And we need active faith to go to Christ. Today, you may even be here today. And you may have passive faith. You may even believe that Jesus Christ is able to save you. You may even admire Jesus Christ, but still be blind and still not be healed. You may believe that Jesus Christ is even the Son of God. You may believe he is a great man. My friends, you may even adore Jesus Christ. It's called a passive faith. Because you hear it. You hear about his miracles. And you hear about his ministry. But you still may not have peace in your soul. You still may not have rest. Why not? Because your faith has not been made active in Christ. Maybe you will say this. How does my faith become active in Christ? Well, just look at this story of this man. See, because Christ is the one who calls. Christ is the one who performs the miracle. Is Christ calling you? Have you maybe for a long time believed that Christ is able?
But
never in the power of it. I shall never discount or diminish the work of passive
faith.
That also is the gift of God. That when you hear about a way of salvation, that already is a work of God. And it is a great blessing. But it's not going to save you. It's not going to bring you to heaven. Just to hear of the gospel. And just to hear of the glory of the gospel. Just to hear of the miracles of Jesus Christ. Is keeping you outside of glory. Because even though this man heard it, and believed that God is able, he was still blind. He was still not healed. Ask this man, sir, are you satisfied that Jesus Christ is coming by? Are you satisfied that he is near? He
would
say, no. Why not, sir? Because he says, I'm still blind. And I'm looking for him to do a miracle in my life. Therefore, Jesus Christ says, tell him to come. And his passive faith becomes active faith. He stands up. And he begins to be guided by what we have told you, explained to you by the law and the prophets, to the feet of Jesus Christ. And then what? What happens then? What's going to happen in your life? If this is already what happened, then you know what happened. When you're brought to Jesus Christ, a miracle happens in your life. I don't mean literal eyes opened, but your heart opens. Because Jesus Christ speaks a word of authority. And Jesus Christ says, do you believe that I can take away all of your sins? Do you believe that I am the justifier for you? Do you believe in me? That I am able to free you? What does the soul say today? Do you believe? Do you believe that? See, because when out of the profession of your faith, you may say today, I believe in him. Not, no more, I believe he is able. But also, I believe he is willing. For me.
Bye.
Not only that he's willing, but that he's able. Now your expectation is risen.
I mean,
the
Lord
is going to come
and deliver you from your
sins. But this man, he would not go away without his eyes being opened. Jesus Christ spoke with authority. And his eyes were opened. And Jesus Christ speaks with authority today to all who are sinners, to all who are broken of heart, to all who are guilty today. He speaks to your heart and he says, peace be still.
Mtende ubidilie bibara du.
He says forgiven.
Ditu.
He says live.
Akunena za kukulugira, akunena za kukalabe.
And when he says live, light comes into your soul. Because your soul's eyes open. And then what? What happens? You begin to glorify
God.
You begin to rejoice. Because the burden has been taken off. And you have peace with God. See, this is what Paul is speaking about. He's saying not by works, but justification by faith alone. And faith is counted for righteousness. Abraham is who he's speaking about here.
Abraham,
how is Abraham saved?
Abraham, Adam, what's the watch?
How did Abraham know?
Abraham, Adad, Zobaj.
You see, Abraham believed God.
He
simply believed.
And
it was counted for righteousness. You see, Abraham, he must sacrifice his own child. And this child was going to be the promised child. Jesus Christ would come from Isaac.
Yes, Christ was about to be
Isaac. And now the Lord Jesus says to him,
yes, Adam,
sacrifice Isaac.
I will now go to the place and send him to Isaac.
Kill Isaac.
Will you Isaac you Tamupai?
What does Abraham do?
Abraham, what again?
Does Abraham say, no, Lord? Because you have promised Isaac would be the seed.
Kuda Abraham, akugana kuda mwezi ninga mungu zinazo ifa kuda tuonge zangu tuma na ngaka moja kaya Isaac ndiye zaka mbele yangu ndemu ni upes.
We do that.
If there's no faith,
where there's no faith, we're doing that.
Amene ribe jikubeyo zama ndi mayanga.
We're saying it's impossible.
Manzo satega zwe.
It's impossible for me to be saved.
Ndo satega kuti ndi mutsirwe.
It's impossible for my life to change.
Ndo satega kuti mwananga usinte.
It's impossible for me to receive salvation.
Ndo satega kuti ndandire chipulumutso.
For my friends.
Abale.
Faith looks through the impossible.
Chikubiriro chimayangana kwambiva zimene zikomeka zosatheka.
What is impossible with man is possible with God.
Chosatheka ndi munthu dziwani chimatheka ndi Ambuye.
And Abraham takes his son.
Ndi Abraham anamtenga mwana wake.
And he brings him to Mount Moriah.
Ndi akwera naye tsopano kuti dalina chuda Moriah.
And Abraham only believes.
Abraham adakubirira.
That in obedience to slay his son.
Ada fikapo chita kukhulupirika mpakana mtenga mwana wake kumugoneka mwana wake choperekera msembe.
That God would raise him again.
Kuna kuti ndikapereka msembe ndidzo ari Mulungu adzandipa saso zina kapena mdzisaso.
That's called the trial of faith.
Pena chapo adafika pacho pamachita kuti pachiyesero chachikulu chachikhulupiriro.
And you and me.
Nanga inu ndini.
Do you believe that you will be raised again?
Timakhulupirira kuti tidzadzusirwaso.
In the faith towards Jesus Christ?
Kuti ife kubvera pachi tidzadzukaso mwa Yesu Khristu.
Or if you have by faith receive the gift of grace.
Komaso ngati mwachikhubiriro mwandira inyo mphatso yachisomo.
And by faith you say Jesus Christ is my savior.
Ndibonga ndi mwachikhubiriro mukunena kuti Yesu Khristu ndiye mpulumutsi wanga.
You're not just believing that he's your savior.
Sukuti Mulungu akhubira kuti ndiye mpulumutsi wanga.
But you're believing that you will be raised again.
Koma mukukhubira sokuti mudzadzusirwa naye pamodzi.
When you die.
Amene mudzafa.
In the resurrection.
Kuti mudzaka mtsiku la mzimu.
That you will receive a new body.
Kuti ndinu mudzada thupira tsopano.
And that your soul will live forever. And what's the purpose for you to live forever? After you die and are risen again. What's the purpose for you to live forever?
It
is to glorify God. To give God all the glory and honor. So it's counted for righteousness. My friends. Where is your hope? Where is your faith? Is it founded in Christ alone? Is it in the power and glory of Him? Has He risen you from the dead already? I mean your spiritual deadness. For there is no life in us. In our spirit. And in our soul. There is no life at all. But the life is in Christ alone. And if you believe by faith alone, that is that active faith to go to Him and say, I believe in everything you are and everything you have said. Your word is true and your authority is power. Because when you say, it happens and your life becomes Christ. You become Christ-like. In word and in deed. Are you already Christ-like? Are you following the footsteps of Christ? Does your neighbor have to say, why is this person like, why is this person changed? Do your friends say, this person has changed? Where he or she was first so deceiving, so sinful, so angry, so mad. But has changed and has become soft and tender and forgiving. And have to ask how? Why? And your only testimony can be not because of the law, not because I've decided to change, but Christ that dwells in me. Let me ask you, what is your hope? Where is your hope anchored into? Is it Christ alone? Is it Christ alone? Is it Christ alone? Is it in the finished work of Christ? My friends, is it Christ alone? Amen.
Amen.